Hello and welcome to Demand, the podcast for three bored boys.
So today we're going to have me, Justin, the usual. And instead of Jackson over here, we're going to have a special guest, Dink.
Well, he's not a guest.
He's going to be meeting with us every Saturday.
And Jackson's going to be meeting with us every Wednesday because we realized 4 weeks is actually ridiculous.
So
we're going to do Wednesdays and Saturdays. Wednesdays including me, Armando, and Jackson, who was on last podcast. And Saturdays, today, including me, Armando, and Dink.
And on very special occasions, we will have the whole squad, us four.
Yeah, all right, well, getting into this, Armando, how are you enjoying your quarantine?
I don't like quarantine at all.
Well,
at least I get to play video games for longer.
How you? What else are you spending with? Did you do anything different today that you didn't do usually?
Yeah, I made a rubber glove and filled it with water, and basically I just drew a face on him.
Did you poke holes in it?
In my garage, and my parents are actually watching a movie while working out in the garage.
Well, good for them. Dink, how you keeping yourself entertained in quarantine?
Well, I ride my bike, wake up early, and do all the normal things.
Why do you have to wake up early, though? It's quarantine.
Yeah, unlike Audie, today I woke up at 11:15.
Yeah,
no, I'm proud of myself because I went to bed at 1. I got 10 hours of sleep. But keep spending my quarantine. My dog got a haircut today. He needed it. His whole skin was all naughty. Like hair not naughty. Not like you're naughty, naughty. And he had hair and like all over his eyes. He really couldn't see, so he got a fresh cut. I'm also playing video games on my phone. I played basketball with my dad. But that's how I'm spending my quarantine, or at least that's how I spent it today. Family meals, make my meals, except dinner. That's my quarantine.
What I do for breakfast, I don't really do much. I just really just toast up some waffles.
I toast up 2 Eggo waffles, and I put Nutella on the side, and
I dip it
bite for bite in Nutella.
You gotta try it with strawberry jam. It's actually pretty good.
Strawberry jam?
Or grape.
Can you get that at Publix?
Yeah,
because we have Publix delivered to us. Not sponsored, even though we wish.
Well, me during breakfast, my family makes my breakfast. We have our own family breakfasts from our religion. And also, I'm learning how to build an empire and conquer the world. Reading. Yes.
Reading. Are you eating your breakfast healthy, or are you just eating a bunch of Nutella for breakfast like me and Justin?
Well, see, my tradition is we eat healthy food mostly.
That's nice.
Keep our bodies in check.
Yeah.
It's a
pretty good thing to work out during quarantine, because once you get back, you're not going to be the same. Do you guys have an idea of like how long do you think quarantine's going to be?
I go to sleepaway camp for the whole summer. Yesterday I found out, as of now, the first session is canceled. So like the summer's already gone. And the second one, if I was going to be realistic, is probably going to be canceled, even though I don't want that. I would say the latest, absolute latest November. But I mean, there's no guarantee for anything. They honestly might never come out with a vaccine, but eventually all the cases will be recovered. Switching the topic, 10 minutes ago, very recent, this is not that entertaining, but my dog saw a raccoon. Very cool. Do you have any wildlife story that was
recent? Yeah, I saw like a limping bear. I think it might have been three-legged, but I saw it two days ago.
His nickname's Tripod. I see him on the Ring app all the time. Locally, he's everywhere. What about Dink? What about you?
Well, back to the quarantine topic, I did have something to say. During quarantine, there's some things I do to keep myself entertained, like as you guys were saying.
Do you have a pet story?
Oh, yes, I do.
This is good.
I actually was gonna get turtles. And so in second grade, my teacher allowed me to take care of turtles, and
he would allow us to take home some class pets over.
And he took it for like spring break and winter break. He was very lucky.
All right, don't interrupt it now. Don't interrupt it anymore.
Anyways, so while as me, when we took care of them, my parents really liked them, and my dad really liked turtles because unlike dogs, you don't have to do much with them. And she saw that I liked the turtles because I'm a swimmer. Anyways, so we were planning around in fourth grade to get a turtle because I begged my parents for a dog, but they didn't want me to get one. So we planned for like a year because these are specialty turtles and we were getting two of them. So it's gonna be like $400 around.
Yeah,
so
that's
the store. And then we asked all the questions, we got all the stuff in our cart. But then the question that my dad asked was how long do they live? Around like 50 to 100 years, which was a lot for me because my parents.
That's like human years.
Mm-hmm. And college. That's
yeah.
I was gonna be in college, and the college I'm planning on going to does not admit turtles in the dorms or any animals. So, yeah, I had to scrap.
Well, that's gonna suck.
Now, talk about the dog. So, wait, can I quickly say something? We thought the same thing would happen with the dog because he said recently that he was getting a dog, and he thought like the same thing would happen. Like a bit before his family planned on getting it, they would cancel for some reason. And I was partially right. Dink, finish the story.
But as you can see, mine was very resilient, and my dad, he was kind of angry, and he wasn't having a good day because his business was down. So he just said, "We're not getting a dog." But then after a while, like, he reworded it, and he just wanted this whole thing to be over. He's a businessman. He owns many in the area. So business is not very well for him. So I am getting a dog, and I'm planning on getting a mini Australian Shepherd or a American Eskimo.
Yeah, so basically, if you didn't get how he worded it, his family wants to wait for this whole pandemic to be over for him to get a dog.
I feel like it's gonna take like a month or something.
And staying
like
on the
one more month.
Yeah, a month? No, way
like
longer.
Two months.
It's not gonna be that fast.
I would say July through November.
I mean, the coronavirus rate is going to a slower pace now.
And Florida, we have a more sensible population. And vaccine, Justin, when you were saying that you think it's never going
to happen. It will duplicate. It needs to duplicate a lot.
Duplicate, I don't get what you're saying, but
they need to make a lot of it.
No, it's currently in testing, and some vaccines have already passed, so you might see it. And most information, my mom's a healthcare worker. She's saying around the end of the year, November, end of summer, they're going to start administering the vaccine among healthcare workers.
Administering?
Administering means giving out. So they're going to give out the vaccine.
They're going to give it to like doctors that can take care of it or something.
Yeah.
Well,
and
that's
then
good.
They're going to give it to humans.
Yeah, that's good news. That's good news.
Anyways, we kind of got off the animal topic, but staying on the animal topic, this was before quarantine, a month through about 3 months ago, me, Armando, and his brother, Mr. Z, okay, we're not saying his real name, his older brother, we ran into a bear at the creek.
Yeah, so Justin, we were just like walking on the creek.
We were exploring the creek. It's a Sunday. I biked to his house.
Yeah, just exploring because like he comes over to my house like almost daily. And
before this
so
pandemic.
We just like, Justin, he heard like a big splash. So he looked.
We saw a snake. And that was kind of a dead snake. And that was kind of.
That was kind of a sign to turn back, but we decided not to because you know.
Because you know we're dumb. So we saw a snake more like, I thought maybe we should turn back now, but
Justin said something could have killed it, so I think we should turn back. But we didn't listen because we're daredevils, and we just decided to walk the.
We're dumb. Don't say daredevils. We're dumb.
Yeah.
Anyways, so it's like about 5-10 minutes from when we saw the dead snake, and we're skipping rocks, you know, and we hear a big splash, and I was like, did my rock not skip, or like, was that something? So then I look, humongous bear, and in the last podcast, I explained how my dog saw a bear. It was bigger than that bear, and in the last podcast, I said that bear was pretty big. So this is the biggest bear I've ever seen.
Yeah, so Justin, he just goes like, bear! And then so comes out.
And I actually saw, like, later that day, we were researching about bears. We made it out alive, if you don't know that.
So my big brother just, like, just takes a sprint out of the
He never saw it.
He doesn't look back, because he doesn't want to take any chances. Me, being the dumb person I am, look back to see if the bear's chasing us. I look back, I just see the bear run into the woods. I'm still running fast in case it decides to get its mom and come back, or its kid, or whatever. I don't know. But it decides, just in case it decides to come back, I just decided to sprint. And then I, being dumb, picked up a basketball that was in the creek. It was my basketball.
And we still didn't know what happened to the bear. We thought it could come back with more bears.
So we I picked up the basketball. Started running, and then Justin's like, are you dumb? Throw the basketball in the creek again. So I didn't want to throw it back in the creek, so I just decided to throw it on the road. And then we get back on our bikes and just go straight.
And I was too scared to put on my socks, so probably till this day, my socks are probably still there.
Yeah.
I was biking one hand and I held my shoes like that. And we probably sounded so dumb. Like, I was pedaling without socks and it was very uncomfortable. I was last. But I can't imagine how this went. We were yelling at like old couples and like kids playing on the driveway and a friend's dad. Like, everybody that we saw were like, there's a bear! We made it seem like it was right behind us.
It was, like, on the other side of the neighborhood, and we're like, oh my gosh, there's a bear, like, right there.
Yeah, we didn't say right there. We were making it seem like it was right behind us. We're like, there was a bear! We saw a bear! The only people that we ran into that really, like, said, like, all right, whatever about it. No, the only person that didn't say whatever was this old couple, and they're like, oh, thank you, sweetie.
Yeah.
What was that thing?
Was the basketball worth it?
Yeah, the basketball probably was worth it.
Mother, shut up. No, it was not. To keep the podcast going, we have 5 minutes or something. Something that we've been trying to do online since we can't do in person is D&D, basically a board game called Dungeons & Dragons. Its abbreviation is D&D.
Which I've set up already.
Yeah. We just need to see a couple tutorials and then we'll be good to play. But you can't see this, but you can hear it. That's paper. Okay, there's some paper that I printed out because I can't go to the bookstore and get D&D books or a board. I don't like to play with a board. So I printed out, I found a good website that had like hundreds of stories, perfect ones, that weren't long, about 4 or 5 hours, and that might seem very long. Before a D&D campaign, not that long, and you of course could shorten it, like you could skip some attacks. D&D is basically like a fairy tale like game, not really too fairy tale. Dragons and all.
It's a video game in real life. Well, you probably will say that's Monopoly. See, this game has depth. There's story progression. You can level up your character.
Here, I'll read you a paragraph of the book. And there's a dungeon master, which is basically the person that reads the stories and asks, do you want to take the risk of rolling a 13 or up to use Fireball? Because if you
that's
don't...
That's usually me.
Yeah, but, you know... And I'll just read a paragraph. Sable's cabin. Going north, they find a cabin. It's intact, but covered in strange fruit-bearing vines with a nature survival or a cane of DC 15. It's clear these are not normal fruits, but magically altered. I'll just read a bit more. A dragon-born character handles the fruit fields, very warm, almost burning in their hands. Have them roll a... blah, 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 I can't pronounce that. Saving throw DC 12 on a fail, the fruit feels flaming hot, dealing 8 damage, and are poisoned until the next short rest.
So for our younger audience, you might not know this game because it was from the 1980s area. You may play...
The young audience, we weren't around back there.
Yeah, but we still love the game. From our inspiration, Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, best show ever. I'm actually wearing a Stranger Things hat. Got a Stranger Things poster there. Got a Stranger Things poster
there.
We'll
talk about that next podcast.
Okay. Armando, do you have anything to say? Armando?
I'm pretty sure that's all the time we have today.
I don't have anything to say, and I think this podcast is getting a little long. So
have a great day.
We'll see you guys Wednesday. Hope you have a great day.
Guys, bye from Dink for a week.
Hope you're going good in quarantine.
And I'll see you next Saturday because I won't be here Wednesday. What if it's
bye from a week from Dink.
You may see me on Wednesday. What if it's
but probably not. Bye from half a week from me and Armando. And stay home, stay safe. That's it for the man.
See you guys.